Hello everyone, namaste. This is Lily with Nature's Blessings. Welcome to Cosmic Vibes. Today's show is going to be about grounding or earthing. Earthing is another name for grounding. So, what is earthing? Well, earthing is just simply connecting with the earth. Native American cultures, shamans, were very connected with their roots, were very connected with Mother Earth, really honored the earth, and they treated earth as sacred. So our modern society, and in particular we Westerners, we kind of like lost connection with the earth. So why we lost connection with our roots? Well, just think about. So what are we wearing when we go to work, when we run, when we just go for a walk? We are just wearing rubber sole shoes or even plastic. So that really separates us from the earth. Our beds we sleep on are also made out of insulated materials that separates us from the earth. The same thing, most of the time we drive, and the tires of our cars are insulating us, separating also from earthing ourselves. So just think about. So as a result of unearthing, of ungrounding, our immune system gets really overwhelmed. We develop stress, we develop backaches, all kinds of pain like headaches, we become fatigued, we develop insomnia, we really lose our center, we lose our balance, and develop all kinds of health problems. Also due to too much electricity by electronic devices, electric appliances that we are surrounded with, our bodies hold an electric field that can create stress in our body. And there are so many problems created by being ungrounded, by being unearthed. But, let's talk about more about benefits and ways to connect with the earth. So, to earth yourself is just simply to sit or stand barefoot on the earth, of course, or even on the grass, walk on the beach, in the sand, or even in the dirt, or even the concrete. But, you have to take your time and really feel that connection with the earth through your feet. Because there are some nutrients in the earth that we draw in from the earth that penetrate our body and the entire energy field. And of course, body will become infused with these earth vibrations, earth energy. Gardening is also a great way to connect with the earth. And or any other outdoors activities or any other physical activity. I like to do my yoga practice outdoors. I either go to the park or even in my backyard or in the mountains. So I spend as much time as I can to ground myself through yoga. Sometimes I don't even take my yoga mat with me. So I really like to immerse myself in the earth's energies. And I feel so good afterwards. I feel so rejuvenated, so energized. It really feels good. Hiking is very grounding. I had a good friend of mine visiting, and she asked me to do some healing work with her because she was suffering from some problems. And before we did the work together, I suggested that we go hiking. So she agreed. She mentioned that she hasn't done any physical activity due to her sickness. So we slowly hiked up the mountain, having a great time, until I asked her to stop and ask her how and if she does any grounding exercises. So she said yes. And then I asked her to tell me how she grounds herself. And she mentioned that she uses a cord of energy, visualizing a cord of energy from her root chakra, the base of the spine, going deep into the core of the earth. So while she was visualizing that, I was observing her energy moving into her root chakra, but there was not very strong energy. And in fact, it was kind of like very flimsy, sort of like tiny cord of energy going into the root chakra. Not to mention that she was pretty pale. So in other words, I wasn't very impressed with her grounding, to be honest, really. So I asked her to remove her shoes. I removed mine. And I guided both of us through an earthing meditation, visualization, through our feet, in particular through our feet chakras. We both felt very good. And I look at her, she was full of energy, radiant. And I noticed some color on her cheeks for the first time, actually. That was very rewarding. Not to mention that there was a storm heading our way, and we actually had to run because it was a really pretty dramatic storm, so we had to run. And she was running for the first time since she got sick, so for quite some time. So it was pretty impressive. And that was definitely related to her grounding. So hiking is very beneficial. Another way to earth yourself is to eat grounding foods like potatoes, beets, carrots, onions, garlic, radishes. Or if you are a meat eater, then red meat is a grounding food. I have some grounding tools that I use during the sleep. I call them feet chakra balancers. And actually, they were the answer to my prayers and my meditations when I was going through spiritual crisis during my Kundalini awakening. And for those that don't know what Kundalini energy is, it's that creative cosmic energy that resides dormant at the base of the spine. And when gets activated by meditation, body's energy can behave really strange in strange ways. So I remember the creation of these feet chakra balancers came into a very powerful channeling where I was getting downloaded this information about how to build them, how to create them. And I was experiencing very intense energy through my feet coming from the earth, through my the rest of my chakras up to my crown chakra, to my head energy, and then going back into the earth, detoxing everything that was not supposed to belong to my body. So it's pretty powerful experience. And of course, since then, I wear them almost every night, because not that they only ground me really well and detoxify me, but also they make me sleep so good. So that's another, and for me, that's very important too. Because the thing is, a lot of healers, a lot of energy workers or light workers, sensitive people, in particular women, function from their upper energy centers. So from the heart up to the crown chakra, forgetting the energy of the earth. A lot of meditation or Kundalini awakening can actually trigger that sensation of upper chakra functioning, upper chakras functioning. So I like to include shamanic methods into my practice, because shamans are, their techniques are very grounding, very rooted. So we got to use all seven centers and the feet chakras. Feet chakras actually are considered minor energy centers, minor chakras. And to me, it's like, oh my God, they're important. They should be considered major chakras because they're very, very important. So keep yourselves vibrant by grounding, by earthing yourself. And you know what? Grounding is one of the most ancient healing form of energy. So what are the benefits of grounding? First of all, it speeds up the healing process. Also, it increases energy, vitality, vibrancy in the body. Reduces stress, reduces muscle tension in the body, reduces pain. So, for example, if you have a headache, well, it's mostly probably dehydration and headache is related to too much energy into your head. But also, it has to do with ungrounding. Yeah, of course, if it's too much in the head, it's not in the feet, it's not groundness. So if you have a headache, ground yourself. Also, it helps with menstrual symptoms. Also, it improves sleeping patterns. People that live in high buildings, oh my God, they need grounding. Or jet lag. If I go, if I travel by plane, I take my feet chakra balancers with me and I wear them because they ground me. Before, when I used to fly, I couldn't sleep at all. Now, as soon as I board the plane, I put my feet chakra balancers on and I sleep like a baby. Grounding, it's very important. It makes me sleep very good, very good. And I, you know, I get to the destination fresh and ready to rock and roll, of course. Grounding also slows down the aging process. So how cool is that? So ground yourself, people. Yeah, ground yourself. It also detoxifies the physical body as well as the subtle bodies. In particular, toxins created by the electronic and electric pollution, as well as electromagnetic frequencies. So let's put it this way. I cannot stress enough how important and crucial grounding or earthing is. Get your tent, set it up in the backyard and sleep there. Well, I'm just kidding, but you get the idea. I mean, every opportunity you have to ground yourself, just take it, because earthing really affects you deeply. And there are so many benefits. I only mention a few, but there is a lot. They really help the immune system. They ground the blood. They reduce inflammation. They get rid of stress. There's so many benefits. So plant your feet into Mother Earth and feel that connection with her. It's really beautiful. So I hope you feel motivated now to go. Just go out and ground yourself. And until the next show, I wish you a lot of health and grounding energies. Again, this is Lily with Nature's Blessings. Namaste. Bye for now.